Governor Walker offered a relatively brief State of the State address Tuesday evening. He highlighted what he says is working well in Wisconsin and suggested what it still needs. Walker also mentioned a few issues that transcend Wisconsin. WUWM's Marge Pitroff reports on the governor's assessment and how it compares with the view of a Democratic legislator from Milwaukee. As Governor Walker phrased it, the Wisconsin comeback is working. He says his first term brought down the state's unemployment rate from over 9% to 5.2% and eased taxes.
Budget reforms over the past 4 years reduced the burden on the hardworking taxpayers of this state by $2 billion. And we will continue to reduce that burden every year I am in office.
Walker did not offer specifics about how he intends to make state government more efficient or plug an anticipated deficit in the next budget outside of consolidating a few agencies. He'll provide details next month in his budget. He aimed a few comments at the federal government, saying it, like Wisconsin, should live within taxpayers' means and reduce its reach. Toward that end, Walker wants Wisconsin to sue Washington over the clean energy rules it's enacting.
These proposals could have a devastating impact on Wisconsin because we are so heavily dependent on manufacturing. According to recent reports, we could lose tens of thousands of jobs in our region, and the ratepayers could see an increase of up to 29%. We will fight to protect Wisconsin's hardworking families.
Walker highlighted one international issue, as you might expect a presidential contender to do, the recent terrorist attacks in Paris.
They are afraid of those who have the freedom of the press. They are afraid of those who have freedom of speech. They are afraid of those who have freedom of religion. Tonight, we must stand together, Democrat and Republican, and denounce those who wish to threaten freedom anywhere in this world.
Walker received several standing ovations, most from fellow Republicans. Democrats found omissions in the governor's speech. Representative LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee says she wishes he would have noted the violence that needs addressing here.
That was part of the governor's speech, that we want to make sure that freedoms are protected for all. Well, in certain areas in Milwaukee, walking down the street after nightfall is unimaginable. Some of our residents go to sleep hearing gunshots every night, and they're waiting for something to be done.
Johnson says, in addition, she did not hear anything new for people living with little hope of a better life.
Listening to his speech, you wouldn't know that in my district and in Milwaukee, we have an exceptionally high unemployment rate for African American males.
The governor's desire to file a lawsuit against the federal government because of its new energy standards also has Johnson shaking her head.
I don't see any purpose behind us wasting additional taxpayer dollars suing the federal government. Those resources could be used here at home to help people gain affordable health care.
The Assemblywoman says she will encourage the legislature to budget more money to help residents afford health care, as well as child care. Lawmakers will get a copy of the governor's budget in early February. It will spell out his strategies for propelling the state forward. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.